The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. Be Baptized in the Living Waters of Spirit and Truth. January 13, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord, concerning baptism. Let my beloved first be baptized in spirit and in truth, filled with the knowledge of the Holy, nourished by the word of truth. Let them come to me in sincere repentance, and receive forgiveness of sins, in the Messiah's name. All burdens lifted, immersed and purified, in the Spirit of God. For the Holy One of Israel, is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit, and with fire. And he knows his own. Therefore hear and understand. The water of life is not of the earth. Rather the water of life is that which flows from the body of Messiah. For in him alone, shall one know salvation, and receive everlasting life. Therefore be baptized in the knowledge and wisdom of the Beloved. Listen to him, and walk in his ways. And you shall surely be accepted. Tell me, is the water of the earth able to take away your sins, or cleanse you of your transgressions? Can a river lead you to salvation, or a stream call you to repentance? In what waters have you heard the word of God speak? Thus baptism by water cannot save you. Rather salvation comes by the hearing of the gospel, and through the confession of the mouth that Yahushua, called Jesus, is Lord. Believing he is who he is. The risen one. The only way. The only truth. The only life. For only by true repentance, in accord with the heart's desire to be in union with the Messiah, shall one be set free. So then go forth, and be baptized in the waters of the earth, if you so desire. Yet remember this. Baptism, in and of itself, is nothing. Unless the heart of the one being immersed, has truly been converted. Thus baptism is for a testimony, an exercise in faith, for the one who is saved already, or a mere dampening of the clothes, of the one who came forth in pretense. For I am the Lord. I search the hearts and minds. And I know, whether or not, one has truly been converted, in their heart.